Hey guys, welcome to Coffee Break. It's good to have you here. So far, I only see Solboo and Peter. But hey guys. Oh, and here comes Bill. Yay. Y'all are running behind schedule today. Look at that.
I'm watching a movie with Dara and Kaylee.
Taking a break from your movie, or are they? You're watching one eye.
I paused it.
Well, hey everybody, y'all well?
No, he asked if he could pause the movie.
Oh, I'm pausing it. It's coffee break. It's the first. Here we are. It's Saturday. What is it? The 25th of April.
April 25th.
And that's the first time I was the first one here in a while.
And I know the date. I didn't have to check the calendar.
He's got a lot of phone calls reminding him.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Sorry, you're not going to see something for a couple of seconds.
All right.
Oh, this sticker really stuck.
That's the point of stickers, ain't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say the same.
Where is it? There it is.
I'm here. Hello.
That's why.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Bill.
Thank you.
Yeah. Even, you guys having a fun day?
Yeah. Even Eeyore's got getting into the act there with his hat on.
Cool. Oh, show them. Where'd the card go?
Got it here. Hold on.
Look at this.
This is, hold it.
Oh, hold it.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that. Nice.
So cool. Here, I'm going to switch so that people can see that a little better.
Okay.
Just one second. There we go.
That's my, nice. They took pictures of my family and friends and cut them out.
That's cool.
They're all doing all sorts of weird things.
Did I fall off? I was standing on my head.
I don't know where you went.
There he is. He's in the front.
<Here's Becca.
laughs> Very cool.
Dad's all here.
Yep.
Nice.
Well, that's good, man. Glad they're giving you a nice time today. So.
Watching The Thin Man.
What is it?
The Thin Man.
The Thin Man. I don't know if I've heard of that one.
No, boy, it's a 1934.
Oh, all right.
Classics.
For my time, I'll say.
You would like it, I think, Robbie. You should.
I'll definitely look it up. The Thin Man. All right. Yeah, back then, like, they had to get real creative with the way they worked, visual effects, things like that.
Yeah, it's a movie off a Dashiell Hammett book. Nick and Nora Charles, detectives. It's funny, though. Mm. Funny stuff. Good stuff.
Well, hate to interrupt your movie, man.
Okay. It's what a pause
special button. Day. So what do you do? Like, you're doing a nice dinner. You mentioned the other day you got something out of the freezer.
I got a 15-pound turkey. I got a today.
Yeah, beautiful. Very nice. I found myself a chicken leg in the freezer. So that's the closest I'll get. I was saying to Bill yesterday just in Discord that I'm the only meat eater in my household of five people. So like to get out a turkey is like this, I can't do it. So because it would just, you know, just be waste. So had to find
when I did the grocery shopping before the lockdown, there was no chicken in the store, any of the stores. There was no pork in any of the stores. It was all beef. And I rarely eat beef, and Dara really shouldn't. So I said, well, turkey's close enough. Everybody was ignoring the turkeys. So I just grabbed one.
Perfect. That'll be a treat. Yeah. Nope. I usually only get turkey at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that's it. But every single time I sit down for a Christmas dinner, I say, why don't we do this in July? Yeah. Like, this is awesome.
I don't think I've ever had turkey yet, but we have a few other. We have pork and, lamb and,
Oh, I love lamb.
Yeah, me too. Big lamb fan over here.
Yeah.
We had that at my parents at the day before before Easter on the Thursday. We have a big it's a tradition here to have lamb.
So. Yeah, the lamb in our grocery stores actually says right on it, New Zealand lamb. That's what it's called.
So what else is going on?
What else is going on? I am working my pants off, guys. I knew that this would happen, right? Like, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been trying to publish from Wednesday and get all the videos done. And but at the same time, I'm doing coffee break on my lunch break, which is the time that I normally, like pre-COVID, would be doing the editing and uploading and stuff like that. So real struggle this morning and last night to get everything done. So I'm working on republishing Wednesday's full-length show. I got the news going up this morning. I've got yesterday's coffee break going up this morning. So today's coffee break will probably be posted tomorrow. So is what it is. So
what happened with the show?
Unfortunately, I can't get into it, Bill. I had to take it down. I had to do a recut and it'll be republished. So
say no more.
Yeah. Unfortunately there. That's all I can say.
Yep.
Sometimes when you're a TV broadcaster, that happens where, you know, especially when you've got a lot of people involved in the show and a lot of people that are, you know, like you got a lot of people. I had a lot of people on Wednesday, so it's really hard to coordinate with everybody's PR teams and everything. And so,
and you questioned that insurance thing about being a broadcaster. Now I think you just answered it.
What's that one?
When you were trying to get the insurance. It took so long. Yeah, now you figure out why.
No, I know. Yeah. No, I know. And yeah, you're liable for so much stuff. It's like you say the wrong thing on the news and someone can sue you. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Exactly.
So regardless, it was decided that the problem arose and I made the decision that I'm going to pull it down and recut and put it up so that it just relieves the stress of those involved. So
there you go.
Yep. So that's it'll be up.
DVD John, I think, is the most known name for him. He created the first graphical user interface for a DVD player that worked on Linux. And he was sued by the major studios, and the major studios lost the case. But his personal blog is called, I think, still to this day, "So Sue Me." That's the name of his blog.
Oh my gosh! Wow. Yeah, it's never like a case of. I mentioned about Brenda. Was it Blethyn, or I think is how you say her name, or something like that? But the actress who's gone into comedy from Vera, and on her one of her recent episodes, she was being sued because an overweight person bumped their hip on the table in the coffee shop. Like, it was ridiculous. And it's the same kind of thing. It's like she has no case, but these days you just get sued over anything, and it's like. And it's just the stress and the time wasted and the the money wasted. So often just a story.
But they don't in the USA, Canada, they do that in the UK, we're quite civilized.
Yeah, frivolous lawsuits.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was a documentary. It was on one of the Norwegian TV stations in 98 or something like that. It was about American insurance frauds. and they had the documentary team following them, where they had a sting operation, where a bus with half full of people just stopped at a red light, and a car came back and gently nudged the end of their bumper on the bus. No one noticed anything until the bus driver just opened the door and went out in the, and they talked to the, and went back to talk to the driver, and then they went in the store apparently to fill out some paperwork, and then two more people entered the bus, and seven people filed insurance claims, and the lowest claim was $1 million. And the judge, the fine was the exact amount that they filed for insurance claim. They were fined. That was I like that sentence.
That's nutty.
Yeah, people file. I think they get a settlement. If they get anything, they'll be happy.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous, though.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the most stupid lawsuit that I heard was it was actually a two-parter. It was the some years ago, a woman I think sued McDonald's because they had too hot coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, and they lowered
that one made the global news.
Yeah, they lowered the temperature, and then they added a warning to the cup that the content was hot. Right. 1 month later, another person sued them for having too cold coffee.
Oh boy!
So you can't win. Oh, well.
No, no. Unreal. So what is what's going on with everybody else this weekend? I'm just like getting through it. You know what? I'll say though, it is beautiful outside, so it's been a stressful couple days. I'm going to take my family on a drive with the hope that we're going to find a hiking trail that's not got people on it. And if that's the case, then we're going to go for a short hike along a marsh or something.
We're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to do that. We all have to stay indoors here. They're thinking about got big dead people with your friends and you could go and see them. That's the idea at the moment.
But I don't think that's wise. Even if they say you can get together with up to 10 people, it's like you got to be smart. No, don't do that. Unless they're from your own household.
This is a government idea. UK government idea.
Right. No, I understand that. And here it's 5 people, but that doesn't mean go out with your 5 best friends. It means don't be near more than 5 people. It's a warning, not a guideline for how many people you can hang out with.
No, they're changing the section so that you can hang out with 10 different people, go and see them, but you're only allowed to go see 10 people, no more, or something like that anyway. But the graveyards are open, so you can't get the coronavirus from the dead anyway, because the graveyards are open here as well, because they called the minister to give him a roasty because he wouldn't open the graveyards.
Fact is,
yeah.
Exponential growth is exponential growth, whether it's 10 people or 100 people. It's just, it's a lot less if it's 10 people, but it's still exponential growth. So it's best to play it safe.
I don't think the government knows what they're doing, really. They're taking rich people again.
Yeah, I was going to go visit my mother because I haven't seen her in a while, and she's alone and lonely. She's 91.
Yeah.
But she's been having tons of visitors, so it's like I can't run the risk going in there and bringing it home. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that drives me nuts. I don't like to talk about but my mom is like, oh, don't have people in your house right now. Please. I'm trying to keep you safe.
Yeah.
You don't know. Like, I mean,
I've
people are hanging out with
people. I've been visitor at my parents' house during this whole thing. So.
Yeah.
my mother's next door, so she's next door, but she don't know what she's she's got Alzheimer's, so she really don't know who's who, really, unfortunately.
Yeah.
She has care of him as well at the moment.
Needless to say, I'm spending time with my family that live with me, like my kids and my wife. But other than that, I see my colleagues in passing in the office, but try not to get too close. And I'm locked away in my office, which is in the back of the building. So I keep pretty clear of everyone else right now, which is a sad state, but you got to do it. So I know not everybody's practicing that, but we got to keep other people safe. Oh, we're going down to the dungeon.
Yeah, I want to tell you what I've done down here. I cleaned up a little bit. I managed to see if I can get the light on here. See if you can see this. Might have to turn the other. Look at the lot of drawers for storage down there.
Hold on. Nice.
Let me get the other light on, the main light on.
I'm gonna pin his video here, guys, so that you can see that.
That's better.
I'm getting dizzy, Bill.
Sorry. So yeah, I got all these Sterilite drawers now and all the sorted out.
Nice.
So I got the Arduinos and FPGAs in that drawer, the banana pies and the orange pies, and the Google Coral, the Caddis, the Latte Pandas. Notice that one, Robbie. It says 5 volts.
Don't get them mixed up.
That one says greater than 5 volts. I accidentally hooked a 12-volt power supply up to a Odroid XU4, and still worked.
We will never speak of it, Bill.
The voltage regulator went out. I keep it here. It's sitting. It's sitting there. Marked that it's bad. So
oh,
I
yes.
Don't,
yeah, that's the one. That,
just to remind
you. Can't
me.
Trust that one. Yeah. Well, that looks great. I like the organization of it.
Yeah. No, that's great. The old Dell used to be there. The 2950. Mm-hmm. I had to get rid of that thing. It was just too
much. You've got a display there. Do you have like a KVM that you're using to be able to switch between SBCs? Or?
There's a little KVM switch there.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That goes between the two servers here, which are running Proxmox, so I can put any VM on there.
Nice.
And I got that running VMware ESXi 5.5 for testing for NIMS. Cool. And one of those over there is running ESXi version 6 for NIMS testing. And the one on the left is, that's the one running server 2019 Hyper-V.
Excellent.
The free version.
Yeah, very cool.
And that one is my file server.
Uh-huh. For the house?
Yes. And these guys, those are the torrent servers for the Cat5.
Oh, cool. Nice. I got the same device. Well, those are the HC2, isn't it?
No, those are HC1s with the.
Are they HC1? Okay, the video is deceptive.
SSDs.
So HC1s. That's what I've got on top of my server rack. I'll show you sometime at the studio. Is an HC1 with my torrent server as well. So we're doing a very similar setup with that.
And those are all your NEMs, Bob.
Seriously, install crypto mining on my NEMS updates or something. Got quite the farm.
That's the Rock Pro. Nice, the LTS.
Beaut.
So, yeah, it's finally got this half of the basement straightened up.
Very nice, dude. Very nice.
Yeah, I noticed that the setup is a little different than it was when Minimos a year or so ago had a mini tour of. Is he taking over the world? I love
and there's
that.
There's the bicycles. There's the bicycles hanging off the ceiling.
Nice.
That's cool. You bring those down the stairs or do you have separate access?
We go. Hold on.
I bought hangers for our bikes for the garage, but I've never. It blocks the ability to then open the garage door.
So I've never. You walk around here to the workbench, and the water heater, and the furnace, and the laundry room, and in this door. As the
Bill's
garage
studio tour,
and that's
oh,
the garage.
Cool,
that
nice.
That goes straight outside.
Very nice.
Yeah. So notice there's no car in the garage. I have two cars, and neither one of them are in the garage.
At least we're hopefully not going to get much more snow. That's all right.
It flurried the other day again.
We have been waking up to snow. Not today, but pretty much every day. Yeah,
it's crazy though.
Yep. Yeah, I have the same with my garage. There's nothing in the garage, and my car fits perfectly in the garage. But the previous owner, he said when I was viewing the house before I placed a bid on it, that he has never dared putting his own car in the garage. And when we walked around, I noticed why. But the floor is moving, moving up and down, just by me walking across the floors. So, no, I'm not putting my car in the garage.
No.
Well, if you open the garage door on the outside, there's a deck above it. So there's the two 6x6s coming down on either side of the driveway. So, like, do we really want you? You're going to have to back in or back out. Do you really want to run the risk of taking down the deck?
Not really. Yeah. Yeah. So. Good setup. Oh,
I remember.
Feels
house,
like a Saturday, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does feel like that.
I remember the house we lived in when I was in school. The ones that my parents bought the house from. It has a double garage, and a concrete garage with a concrete roof, and on top of that was another. Space, and the previous owner used the roof of the garage to store a few tons of timber on it. So you could easily fit a few cars on top of the garage.
Man,
and this is what I use to control everything. A regular pine book.
Just a pine book. Wow.
Yeah.
I hope you have a USB keyboard for it, Bill.
I am not a typist, so I can find everything.
You can find everything. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the truth, isn't it? It's when you don't ever look at the keys that it drives you nuts if the keys aren't in the right
spot. Exactly. I'm not a touch typist. I've tried. I just I'm too old. I give up.
Yeah. The last year, I've started to do typing almost without looking. So after almost 30 years of using computers, I'm starting to be a touch typist.
My problem is I do it while I'm trying to learn, and then I got to do something, and then I hunt back, and you just pretty much lost all the muscle memory you tried to learn. So I give up. I do well enough hunting and pecking with 3 or 4 fingers.
Oh yeah, that's why. Like some people say, "Oh, why don't you just learn the new keyboard layout?" And it's I go from computer to computer to computer. It's got to be the same on each one. Otherwise, it's like talking 10 different languages. It's just you're still going to be pushing the wrong buttons at the wrong time. Yeah. So
my old man, he worked at I think almost 40 years at the same job as a computer engineer. He had an old keyboard that he was taking care of that he used for almost 20 years or almost 30 years until he had to it stopped working because it had two keys that he didn't know any keyboard that emulated those two keys. It was an old Unix type keyboard, and so he took care of that keyboard and he used it, I think he fixed a few problems with it along the way until he had to give up.
Yeah, there's some keyboards that you just love, like the Commodore VIC 20 and Commodore 64. I just loved the feeling of those keyboards.
Yeah.
And then it moved like to the IBM. Remember the old mechanical keyboards that you used to get from IBM? Those were great. Now it's like, it's just whatever you can get.
Yeah.
We still have one of those in our server room in the office. They're hysterical. Nice. I love that thing.
They're great keyboards, though. They just feel so good to type on.
And you can't kill them.
No, no.
But you can kill people with them.
Problem is they'll be PS2, I would expect. So, you know, most of the modern computers don't have PS2 ports anymore. Right. Or ATX even. Remember the old ATX barrel plug, the 5-pin DIN thing?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Peter was saying there, and I'm sorry, Peter, I know we kind of missed you, but Peter was saying that he's gotten the first draft of his program ready. He's got that that game he was doing. So, Peter, I put on the schedule, as I promised, I'm going to do a feature on how to use GitHub. And I think that's even more important now that GitHub is free.
Did you read the comments on the bottom of the letter? Did you understand what I meant by the bottom? The email that you have already.
Yeah.
You understand what I meant, yeah.
So yeah. you watch for the feature on GitHub. It's several weeks out because we're pretty booked up, but watch for that, because then that's going to help you to be able to share that code. Because I don't want to upload it to my GitHub. I want to show you how to use GitHub and upload it yourself.
What did you look at it? Just say what you think.
I don't know the language, so I don't have any opinions. That's why you got to get it on GitHub. You got to get it on GitHub and get other people that program in that language.
I'll take you the running code. It's a file there. Did you get that bit of it as well? I'll take you the running code in a zip file.
Oh yeah. But I'm saying I don't speak that language. I don't
know.
What language is that?
I think it was
Lazarus.
Lazarus is the IDE. What's the language you used?
That will run directly on the looks. That will run directly from that zip file. It's a runnable file. That zip file is a runnable file.
Oh, it's like an executable. Yeah.
Sorry, I I've got blockage everywhere. Sorry.
Oh yeah. Peter, you do so well, man. And I hope the viewers who watch this on demand know that, you know, Peter. You know, it's hard for him to talk. So I appreciate him doing his level best.
And have a difficulty as well, you understand? You understand what I mean by that? Yeah, well, you know. But anyway, but if you run the XC file, it will run on Linux.
Good.
Cool.
It's only a beta version, though. There's a slight problem with... I'm trying to find the path of something in home using get directory, which is a command, and he couldn't find it. To a quick question, does the home file H at the big capital letter?
I have no idea how to do any of that stuff.
No. I'm saying the path that it had to have capital letters in the path on the word home, you know, home slash whatever. Does the H home have to be in a case sensitive?
In Linux it does have to be case sensitive, but I don't know how to do your dot H includes and stuff like that. That's not.
I will figure that out. But it did the library, it exists Windows too, it doesn't get sensitive the thing, that's why it wouldn't work.
I imagine if it's using the Linux file system, it is going to be case sensitive. In Linux, like slash, if you had a folder called slash home with a capital H, that would not be your home folder. That would actually be interpreted as a different home, different directory altogether.
Which one is home folder? Which one do you put? Small H.
It's all lowercase. Yeah.
I'm dyslexic, so I have to ask any questions like this, you know.
You know what you'd probably be best to do, though? Like, if you're looking at the Linux file system for the home folder, is it's going to be installed as the user and running as the user, right? So the home is just a tilde. So tilde always resolves to the user's home folder. So if you're logged in as Peter, then /home/Peter is your home folder, but you can just use tilde slash, and that will be /home/Peter. Yeah. It will take you there automatically.
Isn't that typical, like a tilde, the one like that?
It's like a squiggly line. I think it's like on the left hand side of your keyboard.
It's on the back tick above the tab. Yeah.
Yeah. Right here.
Like a sine wave.
Shift. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like a sine wave. Yeah.
Or you could do $ and home in where home is in all caps. That is the same.
Like use the home string.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works too. I like the tilde because it's pretty universal. But guys, we are out of time.
Again.
I know. Goodness. Yeah. I will be back again tomorrow. I'll be at Studio E tomorrow. So I'll be checking in from there. Remind me, I'll show you where my Odroid HC1 is. That's probably like a mirror of Marshman's setup. We have the same files that we're just sharing torrents between us. So, all right, guys, I'm going to also get our video published from Wednesday night. That's going to go up today. During the course of this, I got the approval on the recut. So that's good. So you'll see that go back up. If you already watched it, liked it, and commented and stuff, please do that again, because I lose all the views. So we're starting back over from zero. It sucks that YouTube doesn't allow you to replace a video, because it's like a simple recut and you lose all your views and all your likes. So what can
it
you do?
It was a produced version you had to do over.
You have to upload a new file altogether.
Yeah, but was it produced version you had to do over?
Yeah. Yeah. I had to re-render. Yeah. Re-render, re-upload.
Like Robert just let me know when we run the executable file that you look at it and somebody got some time. I realize you're busy with other things, but when you got some time, look at it.
When I've got some time. And on that note, I am completely out of time.
Great segue.
Great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care.
Bye. Happy birthday, Bill.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Bill. Yeah.
Thank you.